Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones says at the governor's request, she put together a number of goals that will drive her budget for the next 2 years. It includes inmate and officer safety and reducing recidivism. About $40 million will go toward facility repair and renovations, as well as addressing aging agency transport vehicles. A similar amount is aimed at staffing prisons, pay raises for correctional and probation officers.
This is not an across-the-board pay raise, and it was difficult for me to justify given the current budget situation. So we made a very targeted, data-driven request. And it's solely focused on recruiting new employees and retaining existing employees.
Jones says there are some employees who will be left out, like administrators and accountants. But for now, she's focused on raising the minimum salaries of corrections and probation officers.
If you're a corrections officer that makes more than the new base, you don't get a raise this year unless you qualify for the governor's performance bonus plan. But this encourages existing employees to promote. Part two of the recruitment and retention plan is a $1,000 hiring bonus at facilities that are over 10% vacant. And there's a requirement if you leave before the 2 years, to be a 2-year commitment is up, that you pay it back.
Anyone working in prison mental health units will receive a 10% increase. Jones is also proposing the creation of an 11th mental health facility to help these inmates successfully reenter society.
One of our biggest liabilities right now in the prison system is mental health and the increase in our severely mentally ill inmates.
Meanwhile, Florida Department of Juvenile Justice Secretary Christy Daly says while her agency has made a lot of strides, there's still some work to do.
In order to meet the needs of our youth placed in residential commitment, address youth behaviors timely, and provide better outcomes, the governor's recommended budget includes $5.2 million in funding for additional residential capacity of 60 treatment beds, and a $5.3 million to provide evidence-based residential services.
It also includes money for facility repair, funds to enhance an assessment tool, early intervention programs, and expanding workforce education programs to 500 youth. Daly says those have been a great success so far.
For fiscal year 15-16, 60% of eligible DJJ youth who participated in workforce programs obtained a job, entered the military, or returned to school.
There's also a special focus to decriminalize adolescents, a goal of Senate President Joe Negron. So a second-in-command Miami Republican, Anna Terry Flores, filed a bill to expand the use of juvenile civil citations. It requires an officer to issue the citation if it's the juvenile's first time committing a specific lower-level crime.
There's 3 7-year-olds somewhere in the state of Florida that did one of these, that committed one of these misdemeanors, and were put into the criminal justice system at 7 years old. That is wrong, and we have an opportunity to get it right.
Flores's bill has so far passed its first committee. Meanwhile, a House bill has not yet been filed. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.